Well, the only really thing that's happening is the All-Star game. We have in the middle of this All-Star break. So last night you had the National League leading the American League 6-0 in the sixth inning. The AL scores 4 runs. And by the way, part of that 6-0 lead was Pete Alonso hitting a 3-run homer. You got the home run from Brent Rooker that kind of got things going for the American League. Then they were down 2 in the ninth. They scored twice. One, not charged to, but off of Edwin Diaz on that excuse me check swing or whatever it was by Stephen Kwan, as we will play it here on ESPN Radio.
2-2 on the way. He slaps one, a slow roller. Suarez, no play. We're tied. Stephen Kwan does what Stephen Kwan does.
And by the way, they played the trumpets, I believe, for Diaz. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I mean, it's a...
Well, they played everybody's walk-up song for the home run hitting contest when they were being introduced.
I just figured Atlanta, I don't know. I thought it was cool that they played it. That was kind of neat.
Major League Baseball takes over the stadium.
That is true. Now, he did strike out Randy Arozarena with the tap in the hat and the challenge to get out of the ninth inning. And so we were tied at 6, and then you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Well, there's a swing-off as they sent it down to Kevin Burkhart with the managers to find out who would be involved.
Aaron, tell me, who are your home run hitters tonight?
So we're going to lead off with Brent Rooker. Then we're going Randy Arozarena and Jonathan Aranda.
All right, there we go. The three from the American League. Dave, who's the National League have in store?
Well, Kyle Stowers just found out he's in this contest, so he's going to lead off. Then we're going to go Schwarbs in the 2, and the Polar Bear will finish in the 3 hole.
Okay.
And then, of course, Alonso, who never got a chance to
hit. Here's a question. Why wouldn't Aaron Judge be in this?
Or Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Or Cal Raleigh.
And Cal Raleigh had a big thumper.
Yeah, I mean, he was the guy especially because, I mean, he was in the home run derby. He wins the home run derby. Those other guys were not. And it's like, I just thought it was risk of injury. Like, if these guys got hurt in a swing-off in the All-Star game, like, maybe that's what it was.
I mean, Kyle Schwarber is just as important to the Phillies.
I don't know. Those are the two top players in baseball. I don't know why they wouldn't be in it. I don't know. I don't know if they'd...
Maybe because they hadn't...
They left early, like A-Rod?
They may not even... Yeah, no. You think they were there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, thinking back on it, I wasn't paying attention to the who was in the dugout or whatever. Mm-mm. Even this morning, looking at it,
I don't know.
I don't know.
They could have been. Maybe they were there and undressed in the clubhouse watching it in street clothes. Don't know. But they were not involved. But Schwarber was, and he hits not one, not two, but 3.
He swings and sends one down the line and right. He's on a knee, and he has gone 3-for-3 to put the NL on top 4-3.
And so you needed one from the American League to get to Alonso, and Jonathan Aranda was the one that went out there, and he went over 3. Although he did hit one on, I think, like a line drive off the brick wall and right. But he went 0-for-3, and so that was that. The National League wins in a swing-off, the first one that we have ever seen. As far as the game itself, Paul Skeens did get the start. He struck out Gleyber Torres and Hunter Green to start the game, but not Aaron Judge. Obviously, he was going to try and strike out the side.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the All-Star game is for. Every hitter's trying to hit a home run, and we're trying to strike everybody out. So, yeah, I mean, just trying to get them out. Didn't want to walk anybody. That pissed me off last year, so I don't know. It's a learning experience.
You see his viral moment with his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was doing with her shoe, but yeah.
I mean, there's a viral moment with those two every day now. They're putting out
I'm
stuff.
I'm sure, I'm sure.
You know, that Livy Dunn, and she's on boats with him and planes and doing things.
Supporting
you
sound jealous.
Man. I'm not jealous. Why would I be jealous?
I don't know. It sounds like you want to be a part of it.
No, I mean, I'm happy with who I am. I'm just saying that there's viral moments everywhere with these two. It's yeah,
well,
you
I
open
mean,
up Instagram.
She's all about, you know, being an influencer. You know that.
Yeah, well, now that
his influence is on the mound. Her influence is now who she is and what she accomplished at LSU.
Like, she's probably the only person in the world that can make him interesting off the mound. On the mound, very interesting. Off the mound, boring. Very boring. So, you know, she brings that out of him.
Okay.
Good for her.
Did you happen to catch, this is a dumb question, I know the answer to it, did you happen to catch any of the red carpet stuff?
I saw Pete Crow Armstrong this morning with his girlfriend. I watched a video.
Did you see Alonso walk in with his gigantic man bag?
No, I didn't. He had a merce.
Oh, it was not a merce. A merce would be small. This was like a bag.
Like man bag?
Yeah, a man bag from some leather company that started like the 1700s. He was very excited to talk about it. It was some scene, as they say. I mean, yes.
What is he doing? He's not a man bag guy.
I would not have thought so either. But then again, who's a man? I know Al has a man bag.
Oh, Al is 100% a man bag guy.
But I feel like that's for work.
No.
You don't think so?
Al travels with a man bag 100%. He's got his like lip balm in there and all this other crap.
Lip balm?
Yeah. What else do you think he carries in his man bag? Probably his wallet.
Oh, that's right.
And he carries his weapons. Yes. But he can't take his weapons through the airport and TSA. They'd get him.
Correct.
You know what that looks like?
That means he's got lip balm in there.
Maybe.
This looks exactly like the Yeti coolers that you gave away at one of your foundation outings. It's the exact same size and the exact same shape with the handle. It looks like he's carrying around a Yeti cooler.
But he did explain what it was. That's not
who
it was.
Makes it, Gucci?
No. Lelure. He said it somehow.
What?
What?
What
is Lelure?
I will get it.
What is that?
He gave them some leather company that was founded, he said, in the 1700s.
Yeah.
The way he said it.
I can't find it.
I'll get you the audio because I just watched it before he came in. His teammate, Edwin Diaz, we talked about the strikeout he got using the ABS against a Rosarena. Here he was explaining why he did what he did.
Two strike, game style already. So I thought the pitch was close. I just did the challenge to see where was the pitch. I get it.
And by the way, when they showed it on the screen, I mean, this thing clipped the strike zone by a hair. But it was a strike, and so good for him. He figured, why not try?
It was pretty funny. I wasn't sure it was a strike because it was really close. And as soon I saw the strike, I just started laughing and pointing the catcher at a Rosarena.
And a Rosarena, that's exactly right.
If it was called a strike, I bet you a Rosarena would have asked for a challenge himself. You know what I'm saying?
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I suppose he could have. So there you go. There's the Midsummer Classic in the rearview window, the baseball season to pick up again on Friday night.